I'm going to read just a few scriptures and then we'll talk. Luke chapter 1. I'm going to read from the King James. From verse 39. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah and entered into the house of Zechariah and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Woo. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Who told Elizabeth Mary was carrying the Lord? The greatness you carry will announce itself. Ah! For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in the God my Savior. For he had regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed. Those who don't know you before, they will thank God for your life. Yeah. Let me tell you this morning, I don't know what I'm doing, but if you don't key into it, I can't help you. I said, those who don't know you before, they will thank God for your life. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, Lord, help me. Not everybody you know have your interest at heart. Not everybody in your family have your interest at heart. Even some parents don't have the interest of their children at heart. A young man laboring in Italy, working odd jobs, and sending money home, and say, mommy and daddy, help me build a house, so that when I come back, I will meet a house I can call my own. And for years, he was sending money home. When he asked them about the house, they tell him, it is done. When he came back home, he met only foundation. Those were his parents. No human being on earth can love you more than God who created you. And that is why you can't harden your heart against God. I believe that my mother thinks very well of me. She prays for me, my family all the time. But she can't think well more than how well God thinks about me. I can't think more than how well God thinks about my children. Hallelujah. Even if I see a picture for the life of my sons and daughters, God sees a bigger picture for their lives. Praise the Lord. When you ask somebody about yourself, they will tell you based on where they are in life. Say, ask somebody who is higher than that person. They will tell you based on where they stand. That is why you can't take your dream to somebody who is at a lower level than you or who is at a lateral level with you. Praise the Lord. When you open yourself up and allow God to impregnate you, Mary opened up to be impregnated by the Holy Ghost with a baby. But God can impregnate you with a great dream. A dream that will bother your heart. A dream that will almost confuse you and put fear in your life. But the moment you receive it, it changes everything about you. It changes the things you do. Take for example, I don't need to lecture you on this. The moment a woman is pregnant, it changes everything about her. And may God help some men who have no understanding that their wives are going through changes. Their behavior will not be like before. What they expect of them is not what they're going to see. And some men will get angry. Is it not pregnancy? You two be pregnant and let's see. Praise the Lord. Things are changing. The hormones are raging. You find yourself doing things the way you don't want to do them. You are now doing them differently. When you are moving, you are moving in a way to protect what you are carrying. Does somebody understand what I'm talking about? What you carry dictates what you do. It dictates where you go. It commands the people you hang around with. A pregnant woman doesn't do what she wants all of the times. Yesterday, before she was pregnant, if you have understanding, you will know what I'm talking about. A woman may not be pregnant yesterday. Amen? And then suddenly she's pregnant today. You understand what I'm trying to say? And suddenly, the food she liked to eat yesterday, suddenly she hates to eat it today. You just wonder. And say, but I ate it yesterday. This food is smelly. No. The husband says, it's delicious. Let's eat together. No. You eat alone. She might not even realize why. It's because of what is growing inside. This is somebody here. That is like something is just tearing on the inside of you. That sometimes you are just like, you don't even know what it is. You don't even know how to express what you carry. You need to pay attention. Praise the Lord. So when a woman realizes I'm pregnant, now she begins to eat based on the pregnancy. When God impregnates you with a vision, you begin to feed the vision. Is somebody listening to me? You feed that vision with what will make the vision to grow. what you carry like a baby, what the baby demands is what the mother gives. A woman who may not be eating chocolate before will suddenly like to start eating chocolate and craving chocolate early in the morning. You will wonder, who eats chocolate in the morning? It's not your business. It's what she carries. That say, I want chocolate. Did I tell you? One night, my wife woke me up and said, I want ice cream. Okay, that's not a problem. I said, okay. As I was stepping out, she said, no, it's Baskin Robbins. For me, ice cream is ice cream. Do you understand? But for her, it's Baskin Robbins. If you bring another ice cream, it's not going to be satisfactory. Your vision does not just take anything. It is what it demands. Praise the Lord. Is somebody getting me? It changes your position and much more. Before long, you see the woman can't sleep the way she used to sleep before. She can't sleep on her back. She has heartburn. It's like the baby is sitting on her chest. How do I know this? I've been pregnant before. Now she has to keep looking for a proper positioning. Praise the Lord. This is where I want to beg you. Don't carry a small dream. Carry a great dream. Stop thinking little. Start thinking big. Think the thoughts that will involve God. If you see a woman pregnant, heavy pregnant, and she tells you, I'm going dancing, will you not ask questions? Huh? You will not. You want to go to disco and jump and jump. If we even hear we sang, hallelujah, jump. Jump. How many pregnant women do you see that are jumping? Because that jump can sabotage the pregnancy. Be careful what can sabotage what you carry. Be careful about who can sabotage what you carry. The baby in Elizabeth's womb saluted Mary. She was just pregnant for a few moments. She has been pregnant for 6 months. To the extent she knew that Mary was carrying something greater than her. And yet she was not jealous. She was thankful. Be careful about people who are going to be jealous of what you carry, the dreams you carry. What you carry, the dream, the assignment God has given you is telling you things. But you are fighting it because sometimes it doesn't make sense what it's calling for. And God is tugging on your conscience, except your conscience has died. Let me encourage you today. Because everybody here is carrying something for God, whether you realize it or not. Now, because of what you are carrying, begin to think of the things that you need to start doing less of. That is to say, it's not that those things are not good. But you can't be doing them like you used to. You have to reduce them. I can't tell you what those things are. You have to check your life. What are the things you can do less of so that you can nurture that dream to life? Maybe you need to talk less. Watch television less. It could be anything. Think of the things you need to start doing more of. More praying. More reading. More praising God. More worshiping God. Some of us need to do more writing. Talking to myself too. Hallelujah. Eating at the right time. Do you know? Anything God is going to do in your life, He's going to use your body to do it. Your body is the vehicle of your destiny. That's why don't put too much junk. Eat less junk. Eat right. Praise the Lord. Every day for some time now, I've been making coffee for my wife in the mornings. I stopped drinking coffee for over 2 years. And suddenly, I was medically advised, oh, you should start drinking at least a cup of coffee a day. So I went back. Maybe a month now. Drinking coffee again. So, I only take my coffee black. No sugar, no cream. My wife, she wants cream, she wants sugar. And she wants sugar in good proportion. So, when I'm making the coffee, I don't mind putting the cream. But when I'm putting the sugar, I'm feeling guilty. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I feel like you are killing your wife. So I went to her, I said, please, I don't mind making your coffee. Can you put the sugar by yourself? So that I don't want to be the one to put the sugar. You see? Because medically, everybody knows that sugar is not good. Satoi. Most of the food we eat has sugar. And because I want my wife's life to be prolonged, I can't do this alone. No, look at Toby and Tammy. Not alone. So when you remember us in prayer, pray for us. Amen. Amen. 2018 is knocking at the door. By the grace of God, next week, we hope to give us our 2018 program, not program, agenda. Thank you. Our 2018 agenda, as the Lord has given them to me. The month of January, February, March, April, May, so that you know what your focus is beside other things. is at the corner. Yes, as we are going to get as much as all God has said for us this year, we can start preparing and praying for 2018. And that is why fasting and praying that starts tomorrow, you need to take it serious and set the pace for your future. Let me tell you something. I told the workers this morning, this is the way God delivered it to me. He said I should be the one to lead the prayers throughout, both morning and evening. Amen. We are going to pray for January till December. Every day. Monday, tomorrow, we are going to pray for January and we are going to pray for February. January in the morning, February in the evening. The following day, March in the morning, April in the evening. And you don't want to miss it. You don't want to trivialize it. The Bible says those who are thirsty, God will give them the water of life freely. Take it serious. Your life depends on it. When it's time for prayer, 5:30 a.m. in the morning, 7 p.m. in the evening, both 30 minutes. 30 minutes prayer in the evening and morning is not going to kill you. Pray during the day. Get the word inside you. Hallelujah. Think of, from there you begin to see in this 1 week coming that we're going to be praying. You're going to be seeking God. You begin to see your placement in the new year. You begin to know what you are going to start doing. You begin to know what you are going to stop doing. You begin to know what you are going to do less of and what you are going to do more of. And the grace of God will supply it to you in Jesus' mighty name. With the help of the Holy Spirit, everything is possible. Things can't remain the same. Think about things you need to stop doing totally. You know, the funny thing is, everybody knows what is hindering them. We just want to lie on the devil most of the time. You know the habit you are involving that is stopping you. You know the kind of lifestyle you are living that is stopping you, that is hindering you. David said, for my sins are ever before me. They are before me. I see them. I know them. This is the time to deal with them. And God will give you that grace. In Jesus' mighty name. Mary was pregnant. She decided not to hang around the wrong people. Stop hanging around wrong people. People that don't fit your destiny. People that don't fit the purpose of God for your life. People that will kill that dream rather than help you bat that dream. Somebody say, I will. You need to be around people that will motivate you. And you may not like them. Have you not noticed that what is really right for us is always contrary to what we know? What is really good and right for us is contrary to what we know and what we like. When we were growing up, those of you who grew up in Africa, like Nigeria, our parents, they used to give us all these leaves. They would cook dongoyaro, bitter leaf. Huh? And you drink it and you feel well, you have fever, you sweat it out. It's bitter, right? But it's good. You know, white people, they have more resistance to sugar than we black people do. Because you were not raised up, our forefathers were not raised up with sugar. When was the last time in Nigeria your mother made cookies? The cookie is unripe banana. Ipekere. Crunchy unripe banana. Dodokire. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hang around the right people. People who can help you give your dream direction. Amen. The moment Mary received that pregnancy division, she changed her company. I can't hang out in Nazareth anymore. Maybe I'll come back later to deliver my baby, but I need to go to Judah. She started hanging with Elizabeth. Elizabeth was already facing that direction. Amen. Hang around those who motivate possibilities inside you. Stop hanging around. No, you can't. It is not possible. It's going to be hard. It's never done before. So I don't think you can do it. You don't have the resources. Did I tell you that when Daddy Gio was going to come here, somebody working somewhere important called me and he said, I heard you are going to host Daddy Gio. I don't think you can host him. I don't think you have the capacity to host him. Oh my God, I was so angry in my spirit. I didn't know that you know me that well to know what I can do and what I can't do, and you are my God. Huh? Because in his mind, you are going to buy fuel in the plane. The hotel is going to stay. The food is going to eat. The entourage is going to bring. Let me ask somebody here, were they not all done? We didn't need to buy gas in the plane. He came for free because he was coming to visit his son. He was coming to visit his children. Praise the Lord. That same person is no longer in that position. Did you hear what I said? He's no longer there. As he misspoke to me, he misbehaved there. He was fired. And I'm not sorry for him. Because if you can look at me and tell me that I carry impossibility, I don't want to say what is in my mind. God have mercy. Stop hanging around. You cannot. No, you cannot. No, you cannot. Yes, you can. Maybe you don't know it yet, but yes, you can. Another thing we need to understand is, this is very, very important. What you carry, what God has put inside you, is not for you alone. Is somebody listening to me? It's not for you. God is not looking for a way to make you rich. God is looking for a way to make you a blessing. Every one of us, God programmed us privately, but he wants to announce us publicly. Hallelujah. You are made for public impact. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you are made for public impact. The truth of the matter is, what you carry may seem small now. Amen. It may look like nothing, praise the Lord. But God is taking you to great places. I say God is taking you to great places. God is taking you to great places. In the name of Jesus. I know that I am carrying value for humanity. You carry value for humanity. You don't carry the value for yourself. Except it is not God Who put that thing in you? If only you knew the multitudes and multitudes of people around the world who need what you carry. So when you look at yourself in the mirror later today, see somebody important. See somebody carrying importance. Hallelujah. Mary was not just pregnant. She was pregnant with the Savior. She was pregnant with the King of Kings. She was pregnant with the Lord of Lords. She was pregnant with the one who is going to save the whole world. That's how big. Ask your neighbor, what do you carry? Well, you have to answer that by yourself. All I know is that there is greatness within you. Your job might not say it now. Your bank account might not say it. The house you live might not say it. The car you drive might not say it. But you carry greatness within you, somebody. I say you carry greatness within you, somebody. That is why don't make anything less of yourself. Don't let anybody make anything less of you. Don't talk yourself small. Talk yourself big. Mary carried an uncommon baby. What God has put inside you is uncommon. It's not common. And don't be afraid because it's not common. Everybody wants to do, or let me say, most people want to do what every other person have done before. Have you not noticed that in the body of Christ, we seem to be the most lazy? You want me to break it down? Okay. When Michael Jackson was alive, when did you hear Michael Jackson sing somebody else's song? He will compose his own, right? Or he will buy from somebody the song they've never sang before. Christian, somebody now say, oh, I have a CD. Go and check the CD. It's the songs other people have sang before. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm a Christian artist. But you are singing other people's song. And you are churning out CDs, selling CDs of other people's song. Where is your own composition? Now you are getting it. Praise the Lord. Be different. Your blessing is in your difference. Have you noticed that even when a new song comes out, you may not catch it immediately. Listen to it the first time, the second time, before you know it, the third time, it becomes sweet in your ears. Isn't that so true? Huh? I was telling somebody this morning, if you are seeking approval from your parents, you are in the wrong place. They will always tell you it's okay, it's good, it's right. Sometimes when I ask my wife, how was the word? Because I wanted to know that if the word can bless her, who knows me well every day, amen? Who sees my humanity, then I'm okay. It's not that I don't want you to be blessed, but if my wife says she's blessed, I'm done. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So, when she says, oh, yeah, that word was a blessing to me, this, and I'm always like, hold on. Don't say it so that I can feel good. Tell me what blessed you. For every parent, most of the things their children do is right. It's wonderful. Awesome. Even if she draws a line like this, my daughter said she wants to go on X Factor. I said to do what? She said to dance. I said, what kind of dancing? Oh my God. You see, she started dancing. She said, that's not the dancing they want in X Factor. Praise the Lord. Oh Lord. Let her come and dance for Jesus. Any dancing suits gospel music anyway. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your honor is not in what somebody else has done before. Amen. Your honor is in blazing new trails. Doing something that people will call strange. Don't get me wrong. You can improve on what has been done before. If you can improve on it, praise the Lord. But you can do something totally different. Hallelujah. God is calling you to be bold. Be bold. Be bold to express your God-given grace. Be bold to express your God-given talent. You don't need permission from anybody to be great. You don't need permission from anybody to do what God has called you to do. You don't need to tender before any human being what God has called you to do. Make sure it is what God called you to do, not what you dream about by yourself. Is somebody getting me? That thing that has been staring you on the inside, take it to the holies of holies. Take it into the place of prayer and start bathing it in the place of prayer and start groaning about it in the place of prayer and let God bring you to the right place and put you in the open. Hallelujah. Do you know what? A genuine God-given dream is always outward, 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 outward to others, to others, to others, not for personal glory. It's not inward. Anything you say, oh, I have this great big dream, and everything points to you, to bless you, to benefit you, and to make you big. It's not God. People like Bill Gates, they did not get rich because they were looking for money. They were looking to solve a problem for people. Even right now, he's spending money on Alzheimer. That is, we have to cure Alzheimer. Who knows how much money he's going to make from it when they're able to break through from it. There are some devilish people. Let me tell you the truth. There are some devilish people in this world. Some mad scientists, intelligent people who will create virus and go and release the virus in Africa. Because they have made a vaccine and they want it to be an epidemic so that people, the government can buy it and then they will make money. God will punish them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody like Elon Musk, his drive is not about making money, but it's about reducing fuel emission. Let's just make electric cars and let everybody drive on electric cars and let Nigeria be in trouble. Nobody will buy the oil anymore. And our brain will wake up. Praise the Lord. Every budget in Nigeria is budgeted on oil. Now they want to do restructuring. The North is panicking. Let's go and look for oil. In case they do restructuring and oil cannot be transferred from the south to the north anymore. In Jesus' name, electric cars will fool everywhere. A desire to be rich It may be okay. And God wants you rich. But it's not a God-given vision. Praise the Lord. It's not a God-given vision. Don't let. You see, personal ambitions, don't confuse it with God's assignment. Amen? Many people have called ambition vision. No, it's not a vision, it's an ambition. When you are looking for a name for yourself, it's an ambition. Mary stayed with Elizabeth until it was time to deliver, before she moved. Let me tell you something. I don't know how to say it again, but I'll say it this way. Speak your dreams aloud. And speak it aloud to yourself alone. Until you are able to conceive it. Until you know that you have gotten to a point whereby nothing can shake this dream. Like I always say about pregnant women. You don't need to tell anybody you are pregnant. Very soon everybody will know. Very soon everybody will know. And anybody who asks you when they see you are pregnant, are you pregnant? No. You know, people ask that kind of a question. Whatever your business is, you saw somebody who yesterday flat, today the tummy is, and she's waddling like a pregnant. And you say, are you pregnant? No. I just like to walk like a penguin. Praise the Lord. If you ask a stupid question, you get stupid answers. It's just as simple as that. Talk your dreams aloud. Talk it to yourself. Until you can't hide it anymore. Is somebody getting something? And then, dreams go through process. Assignments, they go through what? Process. From this to that and this. Time will fail me to break all that down. Let me hone on this, very important. Let me ask, are you getting blessed? Or am I just having fun by myself? Praise God. Sometimes we panic. You know why we panic? When time factor begins to hold our dreams back. Oh, it's taking so long. It's taking so long. It's taking so long. Time is taking so long. If only I can just have it now. I can just do it now. Oh, this baby that I'm carrying, I can't wait to drop it. You will wait. You will wait. At the right time, when the baby is ready to drop, it will drop. Praise the Lord. Time to bring forth may take a while. Guess what? Don't panic. Tell your neighbor, it will surely come to pass. That dream that God has given you, it will surely come to pass. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3 says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. It's yet for an appointed time. That dream is yet for an appointed time. That assignment is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, somebody say at the end. Say at the end. At the end without fail. Say at the end without fail. It will speak. It will not lie. The Bible says, though it tarries, wait for it. Though it tarries, wait for it. Why? Because it will surely come. That's your expectation that seems to have been taking so long. It will surely come. I say you will not be denied. Ah, Lord. It will surely happen. But you have to nurture it in the right environment. You have to nurture it with the right people. Praise the Lord. So that it can develop well and then it can come out at the right time. You will not abort your dream before time. I say you will not abort your dream before time. Don't kill what you carry, because what you carry is greater than what you see. Hello? Let me speak it this way. I'm not going to go into physics or chemistry. When you have a seed and you eat the seed because it's small, you have killed the potential of that seed. All that that seed can give you, you have killed it. The seed inside it. Ooh, okay, I'll say it and I'll close it. That tiny seed, inside the seed, is coated with a tree. But it's small. But the tree is inside the seed. Fruits are inside the seed. Hallelujah. Now when you dare plant it, and the tree inside it comes out, and the tree bears fruit, then the fruit releases another seed. The another seed that fruit of that tree releases was already in that seed. Oh, how do I? Where's a pot? I need a pot. God. This seed here is already carrying generations of trees. It's carrying generations of seeds. But it looks tiny. It's carrying generations of fruits. But it looks tiny. And then you decide not to plant it. And you decide to eat it. The tree will not grow inside you. The seed will not multiply inside you. The fruit will not develop inside you. Because inside you is not the right environment. The only seed that will multiply inside you is the seed that God plants inside you. I hope that your shout is like, I understand it. Because you need understanding. You need understanding. Every seed is not for consumption. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I have gotten to a point in my life, and you might not like it, and I'm not trying to cajole you for anything. I have gotten to a point in my life that, let's say somebody blesses me with money. The first question I ask inside me, Lord, what do you want me to do with it? That's the first thing that comes to my mind. What should I do with it? I want to know whether it's seed or fruit that I can eat. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And most of the time, it's seed. The only reason why I'm always expectant is because I'm always sowing. Do you understand me? I told you I like to go to the post. The only reason is because I'm always, any opportunity I have, I sow. Any opportunity I have, I sow. So that every day I'm expectant. I don't want to live a day without expecting. You can't expect if you are not sowing. It's a spiritual thing. Amen? Hallelujah. Wisdom Assembly is a midwife for you. Are you listening to me? A midwife for your dreams. A midwife for your assignment. I am here to encourage you. I am here to help you nurture your dreams. I am here to help you fulfill your dreams. Nobody's going to kill your dream in this place. Nobody's going to destroy your dreams in this place. Nobody's going to truncate your assignment in this place. Rather, we want your dream to thrive. We want your assignment to thrive. And I declare over your life, I say you will make it.